Hello my loves, welcome back to You Manifested That podcast. My name is Pauline Lejuste and I am a mindset and manifestation expert. I am here to unbrainwash you and help you break free from all limited systems holding you back from creating the life you want. By using psychology, mindset reprogramming, intuition, energy work and behavior change. So thank you so much for listening to me and following me. I'm gonna ask you to leave me a 5-star review comment because it's helping me as a content creator to be more visible and help more people. So thank you so much for doing that. And let's dive deep. This episode is gonna be a bit different. And still about manifestation, but how you can, you know, balance your house, the energies and everything. So if I ask you, do you believe in angels? You would say no. If I ask you, do you believe in ghosts or spirits? You would say no. Probably yes, but most of the people would say no. If I ask you, come on, let's play with a Ouija board and summon some spirits. You would say, fuck no. If I ask you to repeat this sentence, may all the angels who surround me and protect me get out of my life right now. I don't want them. Would you repeat this sentence? No. What does it mean? It means that you don't believe in certain things, but you don't reject the idea that it could exist. And you accept that there are things that happen in the invisible world. Because trust me, a lot is happening in the invisible. Especially in manifestation, especially in everything. Because we live in a physical plane surrounded by spiritual energy. Are you still there listening to this episode? Amazing, stay with me. I'm gonna tell you what just happened to me. So I live in a house that is not mine, and since a few days I could feel like a presence, especially in the evening during nighttime. I sometimes see movement like a shadow in the hallway and near the front door. Creepy, right? You know when you feel a presence in your home? If you are sane and you are not paranoid or schizophrenic, that's because there is something in your house. If you feel that you are being watched, that's because you are. If your senses are telling you that there is something there, believe it. It's your intuition able to pick up on others' energies. So we always have someone or something watching over us. They can be guardians, ancestors, guides, entities of light who visit us. Most of the time they are benevolent, okay? And sometimes we can have negative like things and entities around us. And also you can be the negative energy too, okay? It's not always someone else's fault. So I felt like there was something dark in my house. And at first, I thought it was in my head because, you know, like houses make noises. You can hear cracks, the wood, you know, itself moves even after being cut down because wood still holds energy, energy is in movement. And this is why houses are never silent. But this time, the noises felt super different, like more intense. Like loud clacks, I could hear that like super close to me. And at the same time, one of my neighbors told me that I forgot the trash on the sidewalk. It's not their business anyway, but his message made me so angry because I felt under surveillance and I hate that. That's a normal reaction, by the way. So I started to burst into tears. Because there was something wrong and I couldn't understand what. And then, bam, revelation. I remember that I was freaking magical and psychic and indeed, I felt watched outside but also spiritually at home because I was watched. I was under observation. So this message from my neighbor completely awakened what I have been feeling for days, but I couldn't put words on it. I wanted to avoid it, you know, to deny it. So basically, I needed a muggle, the help from a muggle. For your information, a muggle is someone who is deeply matrixed. You know, the people who are sleeping and don't have magical powers. So I needed a muggle to tell me that I was being watched. So in the end, it was not random. The guy just mirrored my internal experience. So something was definitely off and I started to freaking out, which is unusual because I am not easily spooked by spiritual stuff and I faced death and I am connected to other worlds, so I'm not afraid, but this time it was freaking heavy. So I began to feel a presence around me, like I said, especially at night, like someone was passing by, was staying in the hallway, or standing near the front door. I even felt like observed in the garden by night, especially in the evening. As soon as night falls, I was like, oh my God. So I decided to clean the space, of course. I opened all the doors, all the windows. I started to burn sage and I went up to the attic because I always felt something heavy up there. So there's a huge mirror that I never look at because I know what is happening. It's not my mirror. There were other people in this house before. And I learned that this from my shaman in Mexico. And believe me, there is no joke. Mirrors are portals to other worlds and dimensions. So you need to be careful with the mirrors around you and never have like a mirror facing your bed, for instance. Never. Never see yourself in a mirror when you sleep. Mm-mm. Bad, 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 bad way. So when I was in the attic, I felt a huge chill through my body. And the way I communicate with the universe, with this higher power, is through chills and goosebumps. So every time I have an idea, an intuition, a thought, it means that the information I receive is right and correct. It means yes, and that I must go in this direction. So for me, the chills, they express a positive response, a guidance. They can also express the presence of a guide who passes by, an ancestor, a being of light, whatever, something that wants me well. I will feel a chill, but it is a reassuring chill. And then in the attic, it was a full body chill, but not a reassuring chill, like a creepy one, like danger chill. And it happened like 5 times in a row. Also, you need to know that there is a clock in this house that rings every 30 minutes and now it's not working. And I don't know how to wind it up, so I have to ask someone. Clocks and wind chimes, they have long been used for more than just telling time. Elders and older generations, they don't have clocks because it's classic and fun and trendy. It's done to protect, because the vibrations actually help shift the energy in a space, preventing it from stagnation. You know that everything is energy, that objects emit energy, and we are surrounded by vibrations. People don't know, and it's done completely subconsciously, but clocks and chimes emit vibrations that will disrupt the existing energy of the house and force it to move. And these sounds protect you and clean the house of negative energies, whether they are external to you or it can also be your own energy. And this is why abandoned places are scary, because the energy is stagnant and blocked, and indeed, there are things there, sometimes stuck, and entities waiting to be told to leave, but they can't do it on their own. Don't ask me why, I'm just channeling. I will never forget when I lived with a friend. It was an old house with a mess inside that had been accumulated for years. And her cat didn't even want to go into some rooms of the house because it was so energetically and negatively charged. It was super creepy. So if your animal doesn't want to go somewhere, that's because there is something that needs to be cleaned, and animals can sense this stuff. The strangest thing about all of this is that happens during the transition of October, and October is witchy time, so this is a season of the witch. Absolutely not random. If you ever feel like a dark presence in your home, here's what you can do. Burn sage, open your doors and windows, and you're gonna walk through each room. It's very important to do it during the day, okay? Never clean something when it's nighttime. Because if night exists, that's because there is darkness out there. Things you can see. And this is why we have night and day. It's a balance between two worlds. So always clean during daytime, because moving energies at night is not good. There are stuff out there you don't want to awake. Trust me. So as you cleanse each room, you're gonna say, I release all negative energies and ask any entities to leave this house right here, right now, in the name of love and light. You are not welcome here. Thank you for living. Ask nicely in this way, they will leave, they will not stay. Sometimes they just need permission to leave because, again, they can't do it by themselves. They need your help. And also, if you struggle with sleep, insomnia, or nightmares, what you can do is you're gonna put a pinch of salt all around your bed, like drawing a circle, and also in the four corners of your bedroom. And you will be just fine. Also, all of this happened because I had to do some renovations in the garden well to change a pump. When you move something in the physical, you move something in the invisible, right? Makes sense. And I know it sounds scary, but it's not dangerous. The most important thing is not to be afraid, because they don't have power over you. They are dead, okay? But they want to be noticed, and they want to be asked to leave. Unless your life looks like a horror movie and you see ghosts, creepy things, slamming doors, lights turned on by themselves, moving objects, things that break all the time and never get fixed even if you fix them, objects go missing, or if you feel cold in some areas of your life, of your home, then you should call someone to help you, okay? There are shaman, exorcists, many people, and I know an exorcist. So if you need one, tell me. Not joking, huh? About all of this, because this is super real. And you need to know that if there is a spirit in your house or something, even if it's a spirit of light, they are not at peace with themselves, because normally when they are at peace, they don't stay in houses. They go somewhere else, you know, in other dimensions and everything. They don't stay here on Earth. But if they are here, that means they are not quite at peace. So it's good to make them leave in a way. Okay? Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, like, share, write me a positive review on this podcast, because as a content creator, your feedback is extremely important for me. Remember that you can create a life you love starting today, and you just have to look outside, because you will always have a proof of what is possible. I will see you in the next episode. Much love.